Blog Talk Radio.
Royalty-free Christian gospel music.
play gospel hip hop mix by Beanie Loco. Here we go.
Souls are screaming, hollow hearts are burning, in the streets they're beaming for higher learning. I'm ready to go higher, I'm ready to go higher, let's go higher,
yeah.
Higher.
Hey yo, tripping now, tripping now, everybody out here tripping now. Trippin' now, trippin' now. Young girls out here strippin' now. Young boys out here hittin' now. On the playground, find a clip on the ground. Chillin' till we came about the building and we heard somebody yellin'. It was telling everybody lay down, lay down, lay down. Situation hot like Cape Town. Hey now, hey now. Do I trust God or the K now? Cause when you're laying face down, when you hear the sound of an AK spray letting off around, I'm on second thought to the Holy Spirit, check my heart and I receive that. G-check, out of respect for God, that fear I eat that with a deep breath. Bold faith on the side, if I die, no regret. I confess, who laid down in my place when I pray I get feedback. Believe that, I know I'm surrounded by grace, and if ever you need that, seek that, and believe that by faith and instead of with a weed at. You'll see that, we all need to be asked for praise and talk about the part of me to make it hard for me to live accordingly with that hope. Fight with all of me, but unfortunately it keep calling me on that note. Against that it's hard to revolt. Fighting and I'm writing down all of these quotes. Hope to inspire all of these folks so the Lord would acquire all of these souls. Back to the situation at hand, no. Block lit up like a dance floor. In the middle of blazing ammo. Spark so bright like you're shooting with a candle. Oh!
If this soul's a screaming, hollow hearts are burning in the streets of
got the answers. They said that they plan is the math. They preach it to us like they passed.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah. The government treat us like cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news in this pastor. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in their glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen no bottom. They don't know the route.
They don't know the route.
You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies with dope money, our salary, just to feed our families.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. While they gentrify, we risk our life. Selling dope, you probably die.
I got fat thighs, yeah, don't look fat, nah, yeah. Daily bike the life, yeah. That's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah, I'm straight. I've been down for the town, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
I can't take it now. You've got far too long.
No, we don't play. Then I throw any of you up, good.
Brown, en este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, leo la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pastor, el que se pase soy la mina y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima, que te causa grima, siempre escucho eso, siempre son las mismas. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' toda la esquina, así que te fascina. Angel Brown, Optimus, ja. En este mundo siempre existe gente que te subestima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te llevan la misma. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo ni el brown, no la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Pastor, el que se pase soy la mina, siempre existe gente que tengo la rima. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste pa' subir a la cima. Yo te traje la gritomicina pa' Espíritu Santo te lleva la misma. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no tengo letra que asesina, no la Biblia pa' subir a tarima. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Rima, rima, que te causa grima. Siempre escucho eso, siempre son las mismas. De diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. Dinero, 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 dinero. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo pa'l rap. De diciembre enero, siempre le sirvo a Dios verdadero. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Lo tuyo, lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina, me dijeron que no cante trap. Lo sagro que lo voy pa'l rap, es de prende dije que se trata mi rima. En el que triunfo no tiene ni escriba, lo que soy yo con galo de ni trap. No soy Cristo, yo no vaya a pilar, yo te lo que digo, conmigo que otra. Es lo que yo que tu papá. Si de repente te va a pedir, llegué lo que anda a mí. Retiramos el sol por mi vino y a mi ley. Ponemos los huevos a creer, y estamos caros más de rey. Hey. Mi familia y yo no nos vamos a pedir. Dinero, 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 dinero.
Dinero, dinero, dinero,
dinero. Muchos lo tienen, nada más de primer.
Nada más de primer.
Rapeando nada más, se le nota su fe.
Se le nota su fe.
Parece que las almas no están de primer. Estamos Bayer, no queremos Bayer. Tú estás claro, mano, que tenemos el power. Tienes tu Tower, también fumas agua. Aquí lo hacemos como Street Fighter. Me dijeron por ahí que la calle controla. Te subo el push, también tú le enrolas.
Survive, so we taking risks. Commit and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is. Red dot on your white tee, it look like Japan. The 40 is on me, and if I get high, it blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Commit and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is.
Lead a sign to the Zodiac, ay. I don't need them, I just go attack, ay. I make it every comment.
I be giving all I got, really living more than sentimental. Put it in the middle of an instrumental. Every jot and tittle from a brother pencil riddle with the scribbles of the father's riddles. Let me get a griddle. Can I cook a little with the modesty? I tell him I am not playing, boy. Jesus coming back and I am not saying, boy. You loving money ain't looking too favorable. Blood on my hands if I don't say what I say to you. Hip hop is dying and I'm about to save us. Do it. Then it's unbreakable. You better make a move. What you gonna don't take what you want. I never switched up, I never ditched up. When they dissed us, I didn't flinch up. That's my sister, we don't give up. Ready to die for the truth that clinched us. You can't bitch us.
slingshot, shorty, yeah, slingshot, shorty. Toss, I blow, no, we don't blow. Then I throw, any of you okay? Slingshot, shorty, slingshot, shorty, slingshot, shorty, slingshot, shorty. Juan Luis, get her, Juan Luis, get her. Mama talk to boy, boy, oh, I like it, driver. I got fat thighs, yeah, don't look back, nah, yeah. Daily back to life, that's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G.
When we think about things that Jesus said to pray for, we need to consider the possibility that some of our anxiety may be happening because our priorities do not properly align with God's. Instead, Jesus talked about seeking God and how to pray. As I read you the following words spoken by Jesus, ask yourself, did Jesus pray for necessities or luxuries? In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, pray then in this way, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So if our prayers are focused on gaining more possessions and having more things, we will put our souls at risk and our lives will be unfulfilling. So to conclude this part of the Bible study, God understands that we need what we need before we ask Him. Therefore, He does not want us to burden ourselves by worrying about what we will eat, drink, or what clothes we will wear. What we do during our short time on earth will determine where we spend eternity. It comes down to a choice. Do we want to follow the simple ways of the world or the righteous ways of God? If we follow the crowd, we will perish. But if we follow Jesus and the commands of his Father, we will live forever. We will end this portion of the Bible study of Matthew chapter 6 with the following scripture taken from the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace which surpasses all comprehension will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Okay, now let's look at Matthew chapter 7. It's about heaven. You see, all of us want to go to heaven when we die. But how many of us, what we need to do to get there? In today's lesson, we will highlight five things that we need to do to be saved. Before we do that, we will see what the Bible says has to say to relative to the number of people that are going to hell compared to the number of people that are going to heaven. Many more will perish than will be saved. During the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction. And there are many who enter through it. For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it. Luke records similar words spoken by Jesus in his gospel in Luke chapter 13, verses 24 to 28. Strive to enter by the narrow door, for many I tell Satan to enter and will not be able. Once the head of the house gets up and shuts the door, and you begin to stand outside and knock on the door saying, Lord, open up to us, then I will answer and say to you, I do not know where you are from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets, and he will say, I tell you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. These scriptures serve as a warning for us to get right with God before it's too late. If we want to spend eternity in heaven, there are things we need to do. So what must we do to be saved? The first thing that we need to do to be saved is read the Bible, Jesus said. In John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Of course, we cannot keep God's commandments if we do not know what they are. Therefore, our efforts to go to heaven must begin with a solid understanding of the Bible. Once we understand God's word, the next thing that we need to do is act. Being a Christian is an active life, not a passive one. The five matters of salvation. Here are the five things the Bible teaches that we must do to be saved and go to heaven. One, believe in Jesus. Acts chapter 16, verse 31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved. Two, confess our beliefs in him. In Romans chapter 10, verse 10, for with the heart of a person believes are resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. Thirdly, we must repent and turn away from our sins. In Luke chapter 13, verse 3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And of course, number four is to be baptized. First Peter chapter 3, 21, baptism now saves you, not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 16, verse 16, whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And lastly, we must obey God's commandments. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. God wants everyone to be saved. Remember that God loves us and is rooting us to take the necessary steps toward salvation. That is why he sent Jesus to save us from our sins. Consider the following two scriptures. In John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. Let's look at some Bible verses about heaven. As I read you the five three verses about heaven, it is okay to get excited about the prospect of spending eternity in heaven. It is this excitement that gives us hope and allows us to preserve during times of adversity. One, Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. He will dwell among them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be among them. And he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. And there will no longer be any death. There will no longer be any mourning or crying or pain. The first things have passed away. In John chapter 14, verse 2, in my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also. And then, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him. So let us conclude Matthew chapter 7. Heaven is a place more beautiful than any of us can imagine. And unlike earth, there are no tears, no pain, and no death in heaven. In fact, the Bible teaches us that we cannot begin to comprehend the majesty of heaven. It is far more beautiful than anything we have seen before, and something that we will need to see to believe. Being hopeful about heaven allows us to persevere through adversity and motivates us to stay on the straight and narrow path that leads to heaven. We will end today's lesson with the following two scriptures about heaven. In Romans chapter 8, verse 18, for I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed to us. And in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would not have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you also be. Amen. Well, I hope today's lessons go out to you in good faith, and you gather something from it. Amen. Okay, well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, guess what? You have a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is simply say this simple little prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All righty. Well, if you said that prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you to the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we'd like you to call out to area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press the 1 key. And I'll bring you on so you can tell the world that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Oh, well, we got a caller here. 111. You're on there.
Okay, that's your problem. They do this shit to you because you're weak. That's your problem.
Okay. All right. Anyway, let's get to playing some more music here. Okay, yes, amen. Let's play another hip-hop gospel mix by Beanie Loco. Here we go.
Oh, bitches don't ask for extra. I'm just to let this train. My mama took me a special, so I'm up with the boy. You cannot be with the boy, yeah. Not even go. Accuse me, no he would. I just covered by the blood. Where did the digital serpent crush? In time, take a seat with the mission cross. Finna put it. I turn my left in my ear. I'm with this shit, chill for the digital. What bitch, fuck the sex to me, yeah. We be shitting with nothing. My bitch told me it's bad. So I'm feeling like a fool. Yeah, with the boy, yeah. The jungle boy. Accuse me, no he would. I think I know where he lives, ayy. I think he in politics, ayy. I think you getting my drift, ayy. Yeah, I think he made the explore page. I seen him at my last court date. I'm asking Lord, give me more faith. It's cold in these streets like a North Face, ayy. Gotta keep my face off, and I know my day short. So I stay woke, never days off. Cause I'm never taking no days off. Whoa there, big fella, don't try it. Get that corner on my face, you know I'm on a diet. And I'm treating all of your lie like United. That just ain't flying, not today, Satan.
From the same streets in the same city, dudes will hang with me, but they ain't with me. Used to slang with me, used to bang with me, say they gang with me, but they ain't really. A thug changes and love changes, and your best friends will become strangers. My circle's small and my dreams big, my day ones and my three kids. I ain't got time for the politics, with my own hands I feel all of this. I don't need you, I don't need them, don't wanna smoke weed, don't wanna be friends. I won't bow down and king them, when I pray that's where my knees been. I got my own squad with no frauds, and that's on God, I'm tryna please them.
They gotta be talking a lot, I know that it gives them oxygen. But I'm real confident, how it's done, I'll box them in. I do this for my two girls, Kayla and Jocelyn. Hearing the judgments all the time, they always be popping in. But life prevails on its own, I'll keep on blossoming. Your girl has been underrated from day one. They hearing my tracks and they never play one. I'll do my own thing and I'm bringing it. Selling my soul on a track, no I'll never make one. I thought that we're rapping to make life worth living. My first decision was making a difference, showing I'm Christian. But nobody's hearing the truth, they too busy, too dizzy to heaven, be thinking they wrong. It's all telling the world that I'm moving along. Won't do what they doing, won't ruin my place, I will always know where I belong. That's why I'm the underdog, better believe. Speaking the truth, I would never deceive ya. Maybe my skin is too yellow to ever be thought of as stone. But mother and two, that be rapping to show. Not ready for change, you want me to choke? Look at my life and the way that I live, I'm not like most. Come on.
Look at us. Tell me what you gon' do if you ain't showing up. Everybody look at you like they know what's up. I gotta go and do, cause this is us.
Take me deeper than my come feel tripping if you don't believe it. My life ain't feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe it. My life ain't feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe it. My life ain't feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe it. My life ain't, my life ain't, my life ain't, my life ain't, my life ain't feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe it. My life is a war zone, no meal till you nothing's coming to you. I gotta let a bad burn, I gotta let a bad burn. If you don't believe it, my life is a war zone. No meal till you nothing's coming to you. My life ain't feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe it. I gotta let a bad burn, bullet holes in my L1s. I gotta let a bad burn, bullet holes in my L1s. I'll be done without that song. Yeah, I love some few loved ones. I enjoyed a lot of good times. Feet tired for the journey, but my heart knows that's a good sign.
Oh no,
won't be stopping my pilgrimage uptown. Way, way too high up to come down.
Somebody told me
I ain't gotta pack no license daily.
Somebody told me
ain't no joy that I'm on that I can't get. Life as we know it would change. I'm in it there with my gang. To be with the lemon was slain.
A billion years ahead, this whole world will be nothing. There's a joy that is coming like the morning. Nothing that we left will compare to the new song. Had you not edited it, it sounds like
cancer. The prison system make us bastards. I sent on the news and it's plastered. We can't even turn to charity. They make money off our tragedy.
They get the money.
If life is school or hard knocks, the street will teach you like academy. Everybody in a glass house tell us what we need to do to make it out. When they was born on the mountaintop, they ain't seen the bottom. They don't know the route. You think that we choose this environment?
Yeah.
I wish I could choose that entitlement.
Yeah.
Instead of being born in poverty and hungry hyenas surrounding me. The Fortune 500 won't hire me, so we create our own economies. With dope money, our salary.
I close my eyes and pray that God deliver me. Church is moving to our hood, but they don't come and speak. While they gentrify, we risk our life. Selling dope, probably die not knowing Christ.
Cold world, most of my kin, dead of the pen. That's why I'm an Eskimo, I bought an igloo and put on my wrist. Ran out of option, we gotta survive, so we taking risks. Commit and stand, we gotta live, it is what it is. You look like Japan. The 40 years on me, and if I get high, they blow like a fan. They talk about the hood like they know the answer, but never been in. Committed sin, we gotta live, it is what it is.
I used to wonder why we blow our whole tax refund on
brand new J's, Gucci belt, few gold chains. When you can put that change in a IRA, you just waiting. By the time that you retire, you be at the millionaire stage.
What's the point of saving anything? You dying, you can't take it with you.
Nah.
And that'll probably be tonight, cause the way that they shooting, the stress how they hit you.
I bet you God hear the prayers of millions of mothers. And they all sound the same. Even though they sons did just a gang, they shooting at each other right now.
You hear God now. Now he a hashtag,
they debate
about it.
Come on, I guess I'm just a misfit, huh?
Yeah.
Am I coming right now? No, am I coming right now? Yeah, I just say, real skinny, loud color tinny, body marked up like graffiti. I don't push a Maserati, Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. And yeah, I rode a foreign, and this one looking spiffy. Hey, go ahead and doubt us, but you know about us. And we ain't gotta follow, then we took another route. No, we ain't blowing trees, bro. Open up my window. I see you popping tags, but you know that's why your ends low. I try to tell them we just come and go and let us in. Why they hating like we are a bunch of hooligans? No gimmicks, the spirit in my lyrics. Know when people hear it, they gon' love it, they gon' fear it. And it ain't how we flow, cause when we show up at our show, they say we go at so hard in the paint, they can't wait for some more. But some others say we preachy, some closed-minded geeky, like we ain't heard of Mark Block and Nietzsche. Believe me. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't know about us. Like they don't know about us, they don't. They think we dumb, dumb, diddy, dumb, dumb. But they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Hey, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. Oh, they gon' know about us. They gon' know about us. 6 2 2 plus gon' add it up. Math on subtract, but content like I had enough. Long hair, don't care, Samoan, but I'm padded up. I know you blow your mind, but I ain't blowing pine. Not talking women looking skimpy every other line. Yeah, I got a dime, I'm about to make a mine. Life in Christ got me finished like across the line. With the way that you telling me to do it, sell out to sell out. Nah, man, it's so foolish. Done, trying to beat you, it don't fit, misfit. Home trip, everybody hate Chris. They saying get with this, just like a membership. They talking slick that this is it, but this is gibberish. I say I'm interested, they say it's gibberish. Oh, you don't know, even if you don't let it be.
So what I got to feel when you run the league? I'm letting blow with hang time. I sleep on spare time. Oh yeah, take flight on airline. Much respect, I know the rest, we know the end.
Hey, now.
To a finesse, skeptical leg, then the offense we break down. Born in 97 to a single mother, 20 years letting me run that. We just need to make it personal. Underdog when it comes back. Feel like a bond, yeah. Feel the buzz, yeah. Only faith is in God, yeah. Live by grace and never law, yeah. Hard to work. I'm trying to finish your question, more tickets. You got to get the that minimal butt. If I got it, show blow. I'm catching the fake, but you're taking us. I got fat tires, yeah, still a fat night, yeah. I daily fight the light, yeah. That's my new diet. 100 stabs on the back, but I'm straight, yeah. I've been down for the count, I'm okay, yeah. I've been fighting everything, trying to kill me, yeah. Lucy tried to take my soul, but I'm still G. Después te preguntan cómo hiciste para subir a la cena. Padre, Hijo y Espíritu Santo te lleva a la mina. Yo camino por calle de oro y no de calamina. Yo no tengo letra que asesina. Leo la Biblia para subir a tarima. Cuando el que se pase soy la mina. Y si el diablo se mete yo tengo la rima. Rima, rima que te gasta grima. Siempre escucho eso, siempre son la misma. Yo te traje la grito medicina para toda la esquina. Sé que te fascina. Dinero, 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 dinero. Muchos lo tienen en el corazón de primero. Rapeando nada más se le nota su ego.
Parece que las armas no dan de primero. Le dicen primero. Siempre le sigo guayos verdadero. De jugando cero mata cero. Tú te vas a quedar como el negro. Yo no soy el primero, no soy el segundo, tampoco el tercero. Pero tengo bendiciones que a mí me llueven como un aguacero. Me dijeron que no cante trap, que me ponga de nuevo para el rap. Yo te digo que yo no hago rap y que el trap no va a administrar. No soy yo, póngase a administrar, que mi Cristo pronto va a llegar. No es lo mío, ni lo de otro, es lo tuyo que te va a preguntar.
Es lo tuyo, es lo tuyo. Llegaron los que mandan tu bocina, el Espíritu Santo conmigo camina. Un flow sacro que no contamina, es de predicar que se trata mis rimas. Es la opción que tenemos arriba, un flow clásico como los de mi fila. No soy control, yo no cojo pila, si no te arrepientes tengo negocina. Si no te arrepientes tú te vas a pedir. Predicamos los capos también en Gualey. Si no te arrepientes tú te vas a pedir. Predicamos los capos también en Gualey.
Ya, 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 ya. Universo Trap Style Abdullah, Angel Brown.
All righty, there's two callers here, one on ones. Let's take them and see if they'll say anything. Hello, 1-1, you're on there. Nope, like I thought. 1-1. You're on there. Okay. Oh, well, anyway, 1-1-1.
Problem, they do this shit to you because you're weak.
1-1-1. You're on there. Okay. Okay, here we go, another one. You're on there.
Your problem, they do this shit to you because you're weak.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it for the callers, Gavin. Anyway, let's get into the prophetic word for the night. The Father says today, what else could possibly go right? That is the template I'm working from in your life. I'm all about heaven come to earth in your situation, says the Lord. I have no other plan but to bless and increase and promote you. Stop listening to those claiming to represent me that suggest otherwise. I know that there are things that you want to be different, and you're looking to me as the initiator of the necessary change. But know this, I am the initiator in heaven, but you are the initiator on earth. What am I saying? What am I saying, says the Father, is give me some cooperation, and I will give you some change. The lie of the enemy is that you have done all, paid all, sacrificed all, and there is no more for you to do. Reject all such thinking. My kingdom will not come in your life from imposture or passive observing. Things are the way they are because of what you're doing. If you want something different, you must do something different. What could you possibly do differently than what you are doing? First and foremost, abandon the self-absorbed, self-interested misery and gandering pity party that the enemy wants you to immerse you in. I am the God that brought Jonah out of the belly of the whale. What do you think I might do in your life with one more day, one more hour, one more moment of you consistent obedience pouring out of yourself in my name to those around you that are languishing in darknesses? Your starting point is to get others oriented. Because what you make happen for others, I will make happen for you. Inability to hear and act upon the mandate will set you free in concrete without a positive way forward. But that is not my will for you. Be a vessel poured out, even emptied out to others in other way possible. And I will open the heavens in response and fill you to overflowing beyond your wildest expectations, says God. And this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. God bless you. Well, DC2, I hope you called in. Did you call in DC2? If you didn't, you must be afraid of BBF. That's okay. Well, anyway, yeah, I'm sure he isn't. Okay, 1-1, you're on there. Okay, 1-1. You're in.
1-1-1.
Goodbye.
Okay. Here's the last 1-1-1. 1-1-1, you're on the air.
Kenny, what's going on, brother? It's DC2, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right, man. Listen, ain't nobody tell me I can't call people. BBF can say whatever he want. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I had a little bit to drink tonight, so I figured I'd call you and see what you was up to, Kenny. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing okay. I'm tired of this stupid boycott that's going on. I don't know why it's going on.
Oh, that's BBF's thing, man. I haven't really even talked to him. I'm just sitting here watching some college football, getting, you know, drinking some Colt 45, brother. I figured I would call in.
Well, I'm glad you did, DC2. That shows me you're not afraid of BBF.
Absolutely not, man. I ain't afraid of no white man. No way. No how. Tony Farrar watching football? Because a lot of good college football on right now.
No, he's not watching college football. He's watching a movie that he has on a DVD called Blood In, Blood Out.
Oh, shit. Yo, Kenny, that movie's fire, man. I didn't know Farrar had, like, that kind of taste. That's one of my favorite movies, brother.
Me too. One of my favorite.
Damn. Who knew Farrar fucked with that type of shit? That's crazy. So
he likes movies like that.
So he hasn't gotten no good call. You haven't got no good calls tonight, brother?
No. Just people hanging, just not saying nothing, and people playing and recording messages. And you're the first good caller.
Wait a minute, recorded messages? Like what kind of recorded messages? Like I don't understand what those are. Is that like you mean like stuff you said from like 5 years ago or something like that?
No, just some other things.
Oh. So how you been, man? I mean, I haven't talked to you in a little bit. How you been?
I've been all right. Why don't you send me a friend request and In the Discord
which room?
Friend.
Because I'm not in the Salami Brigade. I can only take so much of the Tards in there, so I'm not in there for very long.
A friend for
what room, Kenny?
Not for any particular room. Just to send me a friend request and Discord.
So you can send me messages and stuff.
Right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that, brother. I can do that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
because
I can't send you messages now because we're not in a server together.
Apparently, everybody's upset with you. I just asked some other folk to call, and they all said boycott. So I'm probably going to get in trouble for calling you, Kenny, but I was, you know, just, I figured I was in the chat room and all that, and I just figured I would call in. I didn't really have a lot to say because I haven't really been listening to the shows. But, I mean, to me,
if you're going to do a boycott, and this is, listen, this just DC2's drunken opinion. If you're going to do a boycott, do a boycott. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't call at all. Like, I heard people's was calling and then, like, not saying anything. Like,
right.
To me, well, that don't make no sense. Like, if you're going to do it, then just don't even call. Like, I haven't been calling. I did check the chat room a couple times early on when this first started, and I guess Gay Boss Hog thought that was funny, started calling Lenny Kravitz or whatever. But other than that, I haven't been listening. So I don't really understand, like, the point of calling and then, like, not talking. Just don't call. But that, you know, whatever. I don't know. I'm probably – BBF probably going to threaten to kill me now. Calling, you know, but that's fine. You know, it's all good to me. So I guess I'm the only caller you've gotten since this whole thing started?
Well, no, I've gotten some other callers, but they didn't really say much. They were, I got some AI robot calls.
Let me ask you a question. Maybe me and you can negotiate the situation ourselves, and maybe we can fix the problem here. What, I don't know specific demand. What are BBF's demands for the show?
Well, he doesn't want Pastor Wanda on. Myself personally, she's a godly woman. I don't see what's wrong with having her on a couple nights a week.
Okay, how about this? How about this, Kenny? Now, I'm a little intoxicated, Kenny. What if you had Wanda on one night a week for 1 hour? That's a compromise, Kenny. That's not saying she can't ever be on. That's just saying we're going to chop it in half and down to 1 hour. I think that's a – I mean, that's a compromise. I think that, I mean, we could start there maybe with BBF. I mean, this is just me. I'm not speaking for BBF. Maybe he wants her completely gone. But
no,
I'm a compromising type of fella. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, you know, let's meet in the middle. Would you be open to that suggestion, or are you completely the board with that? You just want Wanda all the time, like 2 times a week for however long?
Well, no, I mean, I believe an hour is fine.
Okay, but for one night, though, would you be able to restrict it to one?
Okay, all right.
So we're making progress. All right, so that can't be the only demand, though. There's got to be other demands. What are his other demands?
He wants me to leave the room Mad Mark started a long time ago. And I'm not going to leave that room. I've been in it since 2015.
Mad Mark? What's that room
called?
I don't even think... Yeah, but I'm not even in – I don't think I'm even in that room. What's it called, Kenny? I'm not – I'm
– it's called Pastor Ken Appreciation Room.
Pastor Kent Appreciation Room. Yeah, I'm in something called Kenny's Canceled Playhouse.
Yeah, that's Johnny Love. This was eventually my room. I started way back when. And then Mad Mark took it over because I was having some problems.
All right, so you're not willing to leave. Is Mark still in there?
No, Mad Mark hasn't been on and been in Discord for over a year.
Damn. I hope he's okay. Shit, I didn't know it'd been that long. So you're not willing to leave that room. Is there a lot of people in there that talk or what? Like, I don't understand
really.
What's so special.
You know, it's the room I started way back when, and I want to stay in it, yeah.
Okay, what if I was to be able to get you into another room, would
to take the place of that, where there's more active conversation. Would that be? Would you leave the room then, or you just be, that's non-negotiable? You're not leaving the room.
Well, I don't know. I don't see a reason to leave it. It's not like anybody's talking on it. Okay.
Well, that's my whole point, Kenny. That's my point, brother. Why fight a point that doesn't need to be fought? I mean, that seems like a simple fix, brother. If no one's in there talking, I mean, hell, the room's pointless, brother. I mean, I get the sentimental value, but, I mean, trust me, brother, I've left plenty of rooms that had sentimental value. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll put that one to the side. All right. So we've got the Wanda thing. I think I can talk BBF into that. Maybe not, though. I don't know what kind of mood he's going to be in. He's been dealing with a lot of chicanery from Nigglesworth recently and a few other things. But is that the final thing? Is there anything else?
Oh. Well, you know, okay. I want to read you something. I want to read you something that Benjamin Buford Fontaine sent to me. Okay, he sent. I'm in his private chat. Okay, Benjamin Buford Fontaine is there. He says, you have no proof that I lie, but I cheat, steal, and do it all in the name of God. I take advantage of all those fools. That's how I got rich. Some would call me Satan incarnate. Some would call me the second coming of Jesus. And then he says, too bad nobody will ever know the truth. My area code is 666 for a reason. That's what he sent to me in private chat.
Wow. Kenny, I hate to say this, man, but I think he's just playing with you, because nobody would say any of that stuff if it were true. I think he's just having fun with you. That's just my guess. I don't know. But that does sound, you know, that's horrible.
Yeah, but that's what he thinks of everybody in Discord, okay? He thinks of everybody, okay, as fools, okay? And,
Wait a minute. I heard another rumor. One of the stipulations that BBF had, and this definitely sounds like something he would say, that Gay Boss Hog can't be a part of the show anymore. It can just be you, and that's it.
Yeah, he says that Tony can't be part of the show, which I can't tell Tony he can't be part of the show. Okay.
Well, you can't. Kenny, you can kind of tell him. I mean, it is your show. You can. I mean, even he said that before. Okay. If Kenny, I've heard him say this 50 times. If Kenny don't want me on the show, I won't be on the show. That's what he says. I've heard him say that. Now I'm not. Listen, this is just BBF. This is what BBF wants. I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm saying this is what BBF wants. And I've heard Tony say that before, like he could take it or leave it or whatever. It doesn't, he don't have to be on the show. But he say you want him on the show, and that's why he's on it. It's, so, I mean, these are
yeah,
all.
Yeah, you want him on the show. Yeah. I do.
Okay, so that's non-negotiable also.
Yeah. Because Tony F has not done anything to anybody. Okay, and I don't.
I'm not going to argue, because I don't really know. I haven't spoken to the man recently. I don't know what his motives are. I'm just going to say sometimes Tony can be a little hard on the ears. He's very aggressive. And sometimes he's very graphic. It's your show. I will pass this message along. I feel like this has been a very fruitful conversation. and I will pass all these things along to BBF, but I'm guessing the boycott is still going to stand. I wanted to come on and maybe try to end the boycott, but I think maybe I just made it worse, because now I feel like you're dug in and you're not willing to compromise, so I think we might have a problem, Kenny. Do you have any other callers?
Yeah, I do, but they ain't going to say anything.
You never know, man. Maybe open the flood. Maybe me talking open the floodgates. Let's see. Maybe not.
Okay, we'll see. 111. You're on air. Okay, nonsense call. 111. Okay.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, I can see the flock is not happy, Kenny. I mean, it's up to you, man. You have to make the decision on what you want to do. This is probably just going to continue. You know, I don't know how or when it ends unless you change your stance. I mean, it seems like it's been consistent since it all started from what I've heard. I'm not one of these. Just for the record, not that it matters, but I'm not a call and sit and mute person. I like talking way too much, and I don't know how to do all that other shit with the AI. So I don't want you thinking it's me doing all that, Kenny, because it's not. But at the same time, I mean, it's definitely clear that there's a big void between BBF and you. And unless it gets fixed, man, I don't see how your show recovers, man, because these are all your listeners.
I'll still do a show where all I need is one person in there. And I got one person in there that's been faithful and loyal, and that's Gavin Moorhead, okay?
And you have all these people in keyboard.
But wait, what?
I have people in the queue, even though they don't say nothing. I take the call.
Yeah, that's true. All right, man. Hey, I was just trying to help. I have no animosity towards anyone, Kenny. I was just trying to help. I didn't know what the issues that were, the problems or whatever that he had or whatever with you or the show. So I'm glad I got informed. At the very least, now I know what's going on. And maybe I can help. I don't know. I don't know how dug in he is. You seem to be very dug in. So, you know, this is how negotiations work. Sometimes it's very slow. You know, it's like old people fucking. Very slow.
Yeah.
All right, brother.
All right.
Well, I'm gonna go on mute, but I appreciate you taking my call, and I will see what I can do regarding BBF. And I will send you a friend request on the Discord.
Thank you. I appreciate DC2.
Good hearing from you,
all right,
DC2.
Brother. Amen, brother. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
All right, man.
Hey, well, I'm going to end this program tonight. And thank you, DC2, for calling in. I'm going to give a shout-out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, because I know they're listening. Okay, I want to say God bless everybody. Thank you for coming into the chat tonight, Gavin Moorhead. God bless you. See you tomorrow night for another great episode of Purpose Gospel Radio at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Bye-bye, all.